You're with Cape Talk.
This is John Matham on Afternoon Drive.
9 minutes to six. Let's spend those 9 minutes talking to one of South Africa's only two certified human lie detectors, Lizette Falkvane, who is, in addition to being a lie detector, a life coach and an author. Hello, Lizette. Let's try again. Hello, Lizette.
Good afternoon. How are you?
You tell me, because you might, I might tell you and then you'll go, no, you're lying.
Who knows? Who knows? Unfortunately, I cannot do it in such a quick manner.
Do you need to be with a person? Do you need to be able to read body signals as well as the signals, the many signals that the voice gives?
The ideal opportunity, obviously, would be if with the person. But if I'm not, I still can pick up on if they send me quite a long email or WhatsApp, and we interacted quite a bit, I can actually pick up on lies. And also, obviously, through the phone, I can hear, if I know your baseline, I would be able to pick up on your lies via your tone, your voice, and your grammar.
I'd love to put you to the test. I'd love to put you to the test. There is absolutely no doubt that there's a lot of literature about the tells that people have when they lie, the physical tells, the movement of the eye, and so on. And there is a lot to be learned from the voice. But I'm surprised to hear you say, Lizette, that you can pick it up in an email exchange as well.
Yes. You know, what happens is that your grammar, the moment you lie, your grammar changes. And we have no control over that. Our subconscious mind knows the truth, or the truth that your subconscious believes will always reveal. So what I mean by that is, and a good example, and I always use that, is President Clinton. What he did, when obviously we all know the story about him and Monica Lewinsky, and the moment they questioned him about the sexual involvement, he said, I had no sexual relationship with that woman. So he pushed away immediately the grammar as far as what he could possibly take her. Instead of saying the woman or Monica Lewinsky, without even putting the word that into the equation.
How reliable is this?
Well, like I always say, you know, when you practice very well, and we had to pass 95% accuracy before we can get certified. But it is very accurate, between 92% to about 95%.
And I don't know how much research is done on this and how many reliable studies there are that compare the efficacy in detecting untruths from humans versus polygraphs.
Well, let me explain to you this. Dr. Paul Ekman is one of the pioneers of human lie detection and micro expressions. And he started it in the early 1958, and he eventually got his doctorate in it as well. There's seven universal micro expressions, and he started with Papua Guinea, to pick up on when we see disgust is one of our universal expressions. And disgust can happen in 1/25 of a second. So for instance, you would buy me a present, but I'm quite disgusted in the gift you just gave me. I would show disgust in a 1/25 of a second, but then my mind would say, be kind, don't be rude, show kind appreciation. And then my face will change and say, oh, thank you very much, this is lovely. But my voice would have changed and my face would have changed. But for a split second, I would have showed that I didn't like it.
And
that's science. Everything is based on science and psychology. There's enough science related to this that can prove that it is them. They are currently testing it in several courts, parallel with, obviously, the cases right across the globe.
And is what you do more accurate than a polygraph machine attached to somebody measuring perspiration on the palm of the skin and heartbeat and pupil dilation and all those things?
You know you are getting me into trouble right now. And I'm subjective when I say this, but also scientifically I'm saying, yes, we are. The polygraph can be manipulated. where you cannot manipulate your own subconscious mind. And there's a huge difference between the two. Because remember, the subconscious mind works psychologically. So we have our emotions on the one side and our cognitive reactions on the other side. And we have no control over that. Just to give you an idea, when I went over to Manchester in London for my course, we were 29 candidates, 27 different nationalities. And during our practical period, not one of us got it right to lie and get away with it, even if we knew what we were looking for. And we practiced every single night.
And I mean, you offer this service to corporates, I understand. If you do a lie detection test on an employee who's been accused of some kind of malfeasance, and you say to the HR department, this person is lying, how valid is that? Because I've been looking into the matter, and polygraph tests are not generally accepted as being probative.
Exactly. And the same it will be with me as well. But it will not be accepted. And one thing you need to understand, there's no one person in this world that can say, you definitely lied. And that is exactly what it is. No person can do that. But I can go, and the way I approach the corporates is when they have to employ a high-ticket candidate, obviously. We know in South Africa we battle to get rid of them afterwards. So I would sit in that interview, and I will eventually, halfway through the interview, we will take a break. And I would say, on that point and on this point and on maybe on that credentials, these are the hot tells or the signs I have picked up, which is not convincing. So let's question them again. And so we can get to a closer conclusion to say the hypothesis of it says that this guy is not 100% truthful. So make your decision now. And what I do, whether we have a bit of a white-collar crime where a lady maybe has stolen some money out of petty cash or whatever, I will interview her alone. But I will ask the right questions to pick up on her tells. So I'll get a baseline. And on the baseline, I will start picking up on the different tells and the subconscious minds, which give me signals. And on that, based on that, I would start confronting her. And then I bring in my NLP experience as well as my life coaching experience. And I had several confessions by just doing that. Because they know, you know, the way you ask them and the way the subconscious is giving us information, we normally get them to confess. And also at the same time, we can come to a mutual agreement of, right, I'll rather resign or I can repay you if it's not too serious.
Lizette Falkveen, published author, life coach and human lie detector. Thank you for that fascinating discussion.